There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, single digits, are you feeling it? 2 degrees, 3 degrees, or even below? I know a lot of people are in the Midwest feeling that, certainly feeling that in the Northeast and in New England, along with the snow. I think the people in Boston, as we have mentioned many times here on America Tonight, are just tired of digging out of the white stuff. Here's what one guy had to say earlier today on NBC.
I lived in Boston 23 years and worked for Emerson College all 23, and this is the worst winter we've had so far, by far. The most snow and biggest storms. It's been hard to find places to put the snow. On the windy days, the drifting of the snow has been hard, and stacking the snow to the sides, it's been a challenge just to keep things open. The cold is probably the worst. The warmer days are better, but when it's 10 degrees, it's been more challenging. But luckily, we have a four-wheel drive truck because it's the only way to get through these streets.
Yeah, so see, you can see pretty much that he's echoing what everybody is saying, and it's really the cold, it's the blizzard conditions, all of that that has gotten to the people. You know, the snow removal thing is one thing, but you combine that with everything else and the loss economically in Boston and other parts of New England because people aren't getting out, of course, even if it was Sweetheart's weekend. People stayed in because they didn't want to have to brave all the crazy elements, and the driving conditions are nasty. More than 10 inches of snow measured in Boston by 7 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. So officially, it makes it this winter the city's third most snow on record. I mean, you know, when you're into the 80s, 80 plus is how many inches we're talking about overall. It's just crazy. They've certainly blown their budget when it comes to snow removal. And then, of course, the big thing besides those temperatures is what comes along with that. You have power outages. So that's rough. I mean, that shutdown mode can be awful because you're scrambling around and trying to get the crews out there. And it affects that. And then, of course, travel. Whenever there's a lot of snow, the travel has been just absolutely terrible, without a doubt. I think the story that's the most shocking, though, it's not about the weather here, and it's not about some of the celebrations over the weekend or the crazy amounts of money that 50 Shades of Grey actually raked in over the weekend, you know, over $75 million and counting, probably well over $100 million. The story is really ISIS again, and how they just vie for attention with social media, releasing a terrible video of Egyptians that were beheaded, Christian Egyptians, who were led down. They were laborers that were kidnapped, and they were led down to the beach, and then they were put, you know, on their knees and laid down, and they were all beheaded. And the Egyptians say that they've authenticated the video, that it is. So it just ups the ante, the possibility that ISIS, which now controls about a third of Syria and Iraq, that they've established a little bit of an affiliate only 500 miles from the southern tip of Italy. And in the video, they even make a reference to having plans to conquer Rome. So we were talking about 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians hostages for weeks. And they were, as I said, laborers that they rounded up in December and January. And we're all 21 killed. Don't know that, but we know certainly most of them were beheaded because that's what it looked like from the video. And in Egypt, they are saying that they have authenticated it. They declared it authentic, and they say it, you know, they say it is. So now there's like a 7-day mourning period, according to the Coptic Church. And they say they have confidence that the nation won't rest without retribution for the criminals. And this is what we're seeing, just more and more and more and more. And the statement that they released, which I referred to in another hour, but it's worth mentioning, this was their big statement, the ISIS, saying that all crusaders, safety for you will only be wishes, especially if you are fighting us all together. Therefore, we will fight you all together. The sea you have hidden Sheikh Osama bin Laden bodies in, we swear to Allah, we will mix it with your blood. And, I mean, you know, whenever you hear beheading and ISIS and orange jumpsuits and the things that they do, it's just more of the vile acts that they continue to propagate. And ultimately, what is the reaction? How is Egypt going to respond? I mean, now Egypt has suspended most flights to Libya, and they're doing what the United States is doing, issuing travel warnings to certain regions. But Egyptian workers are still lined up outside the Libyan embassy in Cairo because they're trying to get visas. So they're not dissuaded from that. And most of the laborers, they say, were in their, you know, early 20s, and they were taken. And they led down to the ocean, as I said, and then they released that video. So we know that the president reacted last week and asked Congress for pretty much an act of war, although there were so many vague, open-ended timetables and whatnot in it. But Congress will debate that, not this week, because President's Day is Monday, and it's an off day for a ton of people. It's a national holiday, and it's an off week on the Hill. So the following week when they come back, this will absolutely be one of the top things that's going to be discussed. What is the reaction, well, first of all, to that, but I think the role of the United States and the president's proposals for ISIS. So the White House did release a statement and just said that their barbarity knows no bounds, and that's pretty much it. And you look at Homeland Security, and the funding is up at the end of February. And as much as this is a cat and mouse game, and we know it, the threats, oh, if you don't do this, this will happen. But the Department of Homeland Security could be shut down because of the budget impasse. And they're caught up in that fight with the immigration executive action. But February 27th is the date when the $40 million spigot would essentially shut off. Now, a House passed bill, this is the other part of this, and somehow this gets lost, but a House bill would cover that, it's like puts on a table, it would cover that through September 30th, the end of the current budget year, and overturn the president's move to limit deportations for millions of immigrants who are in the United States illegally. But in the Senate, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has declared a stalemate and is pushing the House to make the next move. So, I mean, this is a wicked chess match that we see again and again and again. For sure. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends, other things that happened over the weekend here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment food basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I walked along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you. With all the hair and corny eyes, the kind of eyes that hypnotize me through.
Coming up, we're going to hit the mailbag. Remember, you can always throw in your 2 cents. How hard should we go at it with ISIS? What do you want Congress to decide when they come back? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or you can flip me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. A couple of quick odds and ends. Last week, we talked about the sad death of Bob Simon, who was a longtime CBS news reporter and then 60 Minutes correspondent. And I just thought he was brilliant. I mean, he seemed to be well-liked by all sides, by everybody. It didn't matter what your ideology. He was just the reporter. He knew how to tell a story, I think, better than almost anybody in network news. And it was tragic that he was traveling in a car that was hit, and it was at a high rate of speed, and he pretty much died right there. And his daughter did a story on ZMapp, the drug they're developing, who she's a producer at 60 Minutes, for the response to Ebola. And he and Bob Simon did the story, and his daughter was the producer on the story, and it had already been wrapped up and put to bed and was supposed to air on the weekend. So they did a smart thing on 60 Minutes. They actually aired the piece, and I thought that was fitting. Instead of doing a tribute, they said they were going to do a full-on tribute next week to him and talk about his stories, because he really had some amazing stories, you know, of all kinds. But they aired that final story that they had put together, and I thought that was brilliant, actually, to do that. Also in odds and ends, there was a terror attack on a Copenhagen synagogue at an event. So there's shock and outrage over that, and is it a wake-up call, and that's what they're talking about really into this next week there. Was it motivated by anti-Semitism and the whole radical Islamic extremist ideology? And they're saying, yeah, that's what it is. Police killed a lone gunman on Sunday, suspected in the two separate attacks that claimed the lives of a guy who served as a guard at a celebration of the Jewish community building near the synagogue, Dan Uzan, and of filmmaker Finn Norgaard. Five police officers were also killed in the attacks. So now in Copenhagen, they're talking about these tragic reminders that Islamic extremists target Jews and are looking to target not just Jews, but other people as well. But they feel like it's a wake-up call. And on their talk radio versions of An America Tonight or TV, this is, of course, flooding the airwaves. On that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Scott, listening to us in Illinois. Scott says, hi, Kate. I'll tell you what, it is just beyond shocking the lengths that ISIS will go to get attention and perhaps try to recruit more of these youth that have nowhere to go, nobody to care for them, and have a very jaded look on life. They prey on those kinds of people, and they are in large supply, whether it's in France, whether it's in England, whether it's in the United States. Pick a place, and you have lots of pockets of Muslim men who are disenfranchised and who become radicalized. I think it's going to be very hard to wave a magic wand and think by more airstrikes we're going to get rid of ISIS. Well, I agree that it can't just be airstrikes. I think you had to have something going on the ground, and whether it's the troops that are being trained, meaning not the U.S. troops, but the other troops, the Iraqi forces that are being trained, whoever it is, somebody has to be there because, I mean, it's just war 101 when you look up any strategy of any great generals and how wars were fought and how wars were won. There has to be something on the ground. This one comes to us from William, who says, Kate, I've listened to the show for a while. I enjoy it. I like the sprinklings of politics or sports or whatever it is that you're talking about instead of banging us over the head with the same old thing. I'll tell you one thing that's getting really tired, and it's the nonsense from the ISIS thugs, as you call them, seeing them with their masks on, dressed in black, lining up people in orange jumpers and beheading them. It's become a farcical, but it's not funny, and it's ever more disturbing that we can't just snuff them out, stomp them to the ground, and push them out into the ocean and behead them. But that would be barbaric, and of course we wouldn't do that, would we? What would we do? Round them up and put them on Gitmo, the Gitmo that everybody wants to close? What a nightmare this is. Yeah, what a nightmare, the understatement. Yeah, it's more than a nightmare. I'll tell you, it's Leon Panetta even said, the former Secretary of Defense, said that, you know, we can't stand aside now. We can't not confront ISIS. We're beyond that. We're beyond doing that. I mean, remember, Panetta had access to all the Harry Caray secret stuff, I'm going to say, as the Secretary of Defense and the CIA director. So here's the question, and this is a question even Panetta really didn't want to address head on. He was on a part of the Sunday Swirl. He was on CNN. Is ISIS winning? Are they winning? But how do we get rid of ISIS if we don't confront them? I mean, there's just a big question mark that is hanging over this whole thing. I mean, it's just hanging there. I mean, the challenge of ISIS and how they're taking control and how far they're going to go in Syria. And so for Panetta, he says that he's glad that Obama asked for authorization to use military force against ISIS, but said he would have done it 6 months earlier. That it's, you know, once again, too late. Why wait so late? All right, let's take another one, and this has nothing to do with that. Let's go to this one from Jake in Austin. Oscars coming up. I love Bradley Cooper as Chris Kyle. Everybody's been going to see American Sniper. Kate, you've talked about the box office numbers, and the book is reselling again. You had the author on. I hope Bradley Cooper wins. I heard he did amazing things to try to become Chris Kyle. Yeah, I saw something on that, too, where he gained like 30 pounds and was working out 8 hours a day. He had met Chris Kyle, and he really wanted to look like him. So he'd work out like 8 hours a day. Then he'd be with the snipers, you know, the unit. He'd be with somebody, and they'd be showing him what it was like and pulling the trigger and the feel and the whole thing. So he really tried to embody him, a real person, and I mean, you have to give him cred for that. And he's not necessarily looking for cred, because he says when he met Chris Kyle, he really, really liked him. But what lengths to go to really become him and make it believable? Because it's tough when you have an image of someone, when you've seen him, when there's tape of him. And if he wasn't tragically killed on that gun range, which now the guy who shot him is being tried, capital murder trial in Texas, then it would be interesting to have seen what he thought of the portrayal of him, because that was already in the works. He knew that was happening, and he knew Bradley Cooper was going to play him for sure. So that kind of gives it a little bit of a twist, and he was happy about that. He liked that he was going to play him, which I think makes it even more interesting. All right, how about this one? Quick one. We're going to throw it in here. This one from Betsy, who says, 50 Shades of Grey is 50 Shades of Nothing. Don't go and see it. Here's my cheap movie review. Lots of naked woman shots. Very little of the man. Didn't seem believable. Seemed like they were acting. I don't know. The book was okay. My friends wanted to go see it, so I tag-teamed, but I probably could have stayed home just as easily. Yeah, and the box office in that, I guess, is $81.7 million officially is what they're saying. That's the carryover from the book, or from the buzz over it, I suppose. And they were going for the whole edgy deal, and, you know, I guess they got enough buzz to get the people out there, but it is setting all kinds of records, that's for sure. Coming up, we're going to talk to two documentary filmmakers about what they saw when they went down to Louisiana that absolutely shocked them, making them want to tell the story. It's one of our weekly re-racks that's coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main break, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Welcome to the show. Two people who went on a wild odyssey. Imagine that you think you're covering one story, and you know, I'm in the media and I've done TV and radio, as you all know, and I can tell you that I never went on a 10-year journey, but they've produced this documentary, Lube Job. And I'll tell you what, when you think Lube Job, what are you thinking about? You're maybe not what's going to come out on the other side. Guy Hernandez and Stephanie Kovac join us now, award-winning director and producer. You mix it up all in between, and they come out with a wild story. Like I said, the untold story of Louisiana's deal with the devil, and that is the best way to put it. Think of the things that have happened in Louisiana. Think of Katrina. Think of the oil spill in 2010. Think of how that chaos and what that caused to the lives there. As many of you are listening to us in that area and have called me to talk about it, and I've been down to Mississippi and Louisiana, seen some horrific things myself, but they go even deeper in this documentary. Guy and Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
So, Guy, tell me, first of all, how you hooked up with Stephanie and this became such a bigger journey than just covering a story or having a conversation that was interesting. What was the light bulb moment for you when you said, wow, this is just so much bigger?
Well, me and Stephanie have been working together for years. We started working together on a series, Forensic Files, which is actually back on the air. And we were down in Plaquemines Parish, South Louisiana, and people were coming up to us and saying, "Hey, who are you guys with? What you guys doing down here?" That's my Cajun accent, by the way. That's all I got. So they were coming up and talking to us, and they're like, "You guys need to do the real story down here." And we were like, "What's the real story?" And they started telling us about the land loss. And we really didn't understand what they were talking about, because seriously, it's hard to understand. And people in Louisiana know what I'm talking about. It's hard for people that aren't there to understand what's really going on until you really immerse yourself in it. And that's what we had to do.
And so when you look at the train wreck that is, Stephanie, when you started to talk to the people, and you're a documentary producer and you know this and you know how you go one way and then something leads you in a different direction, and this might be a tough question, but what stunned you the most about what you found out?
I think what stunned me the most is to find out that we started, so let me just back up for a second. We started filming, our plan was to film before Katrina, and then Katrina hit, and the entire Louisiana coast was completely decimated. And we knew in order to make people understand what was happening and what was being lost, we knew we had to capture the beauty of what we were losing. So we had to wait 18 months and kind of let the area kind of bounce back, from the devastation. But Katrina, in a way, like, further fueled my desire to tell this story, because it didn't make sense to me that a 28-foot storm surge could travel 50 miles inland. And I wanted to understand why. And to answer your question, what we found out is that there's no buffer left. There used to be a whole lot of protected turf out there between, you know, New Orleans and the sea, the Gulf of Mexico, which is some 50 miles away. And every 3 miles of those wetlands can absorb a foot of storm surge. So you have to do the math. Had there been wetlands intact, it's possible that Katrina's surge would have only been 10 to 12 feet.
Wow. Unbelievable. And I think a lot of people don't realize, even now, afterwards, what it's like in parts of Louisiana especially. Do you think that's true, Stephanie, that we don't really, you know, we get little snippets on the news if you watch the television news, or if you're getting it through the internet and searching for things? Do you think that we really don't know just how serious the damage was?
There's no question that people don't know. I think the other thing that most people don't know is, what Louisiana gives to this country. Louisiana gives a third of the nation's oil and gas. Louisiana gives a third of the nation's seafood. And what this film uncovers is that one industry is killing the other.
Wow, meaning talking about oil versus survival and water, right?
Survival, and also the seafood industry itself. The seafood, from the shellfish, the crabs, the menhaden, every fish you can think of has to survive in the marsh. The marsh is the nursery. It's where they, where all of life begins. And the fact that we're losing the wetlands, we're losing the Louisiana marshes, the fish can't survive. There's no nursery left.
And it's
directly contributed to the oil. I mean, the river plays a part. The Mississippi River, the fact that they levied the river, and the river can't deliver the sediment to the region and continue to build the delta, but it's a fraction of it. Scientists can attribute at least 76% of the destruction of the wetlands directly to the oil and gas giants.
Yeah. So, Guy, what do you think the solution is? What do you hope with this documentary, that will open more eyes?
I think that definitely people need to truly understand what's going on down there. Some say it's just too late. A lot of the Cajuns that we spent the last decade with going over this, they're convinced that it's too late. They're never going to bring the land back. But then we talk to some other people that have a different opinion. There are programs in place right now that they're trying to rebuild some of the barrier islands, and with some success, it's working. But at a huge cost. They had a big lawsuit filed against the oil and gas giant to try to get them to pay their fair share.
Uh-huh.
But the state legislation stepped in and put an end to that. Because, oil and gas has really helped South Louisiana as much as it's hurt South Louisiana. It's given people down there a really means to an income. They've been able to have great jobs. They've been able to prosper, but at what cost? And it's actually come into that time where the reality of that prosperity is coming. It's time to pay the piper. They really did at one point, somewhere along the line, a deal was made, and that deal is you know, the debt needs to be paid, and unfortunately, it's being paid with their land.
Yeah, Stephanie, what's been the reaction to that, to what Guy just said? You know, what he's talking about, that people are having to make this. It's like you said, it's time to pay the piper. What do you find when you're talking to people? Do they want to really see that happen? Because it is the thing that fed the families for so long.
Yeah, you know what? It's very, very, it's complicated. It's complicated, and it's deeply psychological. And, you know, it's 95% of the people who live in Louisiana have never lived anywhere else, which is staggering. I mean, states just don't operate that way. So consequently, they've never known anything that's not controlled by oil interest. And it comes down to, like, well, if the industry's bad, then that means Uncle Harry's bad, and maybe I'm bad. And it's so deeply rooted in their psyche that they've become, you know, it's become, I mean, it's just kind of made for strange bedfellows in a way, because they're so dependent on the industry. It's at the same time, I mean, most people will tell you in Louisiana that the issue of coastal land loss and coastal erosion is should be the number one priority for the state. But yet the state just will not say no to oil and gas.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, I was just going to say, if we were losing that much land to a foreign enemy, we would be at war. But we're losing it to Mother Nature, and we're just being complacent. No one's really trying, but a small group of people, to do anything about it.
Yeah,
and that's the thing, Kate. Between 1932 and 2000, we've lost 1,900 square miles of land in Louisiana. That's an area equivalent in size to Delaware.
Wow.
But what's even more amazing is the number hasn't been updated for 15 years. And some scientists say that it slowed. It used to be we were losing 25 square miles a year, and now we're losing 16. But you got to ask why. And the point is, we're running out of land to lose.
Yeah, exactly. And residents, as you said, there's just a handful of them, people that can do that are trying to do something. Do you think they just feel powerless, even if they think it's wrong?
Well, you know what? There's a lot of studies. The studies have been doing, they've been doing studies for 50 years. I mean, it's one study after another about what we can do to stop it. But there's, you know, the Cajun fishermen will tell you, well, there's more studies than action being done. And you kind of have to ask why. And again, what this film uncovered, that was probably the most sobering thing of all, is that the state doesn't have a lot of incentive to fix the wetlands. And the reason being is because the state owns the water bottoms. So as the land erodes, then the rights to the minerals underneath go back to the state.
Wow.
Yeah, the state's under Napoleonic law. So it could go under by an inch, and it reverts back to the state. And that's just unbelievable, you know. That. And there's cases right now, active cases right now, where people are trying to sue to get their rights to what? Of their share of their revenue from their mineral rights that the state has confiscated because their land has gone under. But then you look at the oil giants, and they're the only ones that are dredging their land. They have big levees built around their land. They are protecting themselves from this, from the state.
Yeah. So it's called Lube Job, the documentary, How Louisiana Got Screwed. I love that part. Again, Lube Job, How Louisiana Got Screwed. If people want to see it, when is it coming out? Where can they see it?
We're anticipating a spring release, likely next month. For now, we invite people to watch our trailer on our website, lubejobsfilm.com. Also, they can go to our Facebook page, simply search Lube Jobs Film, and they can also find us on Twitter at Lube Jobs Film.
I love it. Stephanie Kovac and Guy Hernandez, will you guys come back on with me and tell me a little bit more as we get closer to this and we start to really pump this out?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we'd love to.
Yep. Terrific stuff. We'll be talking about it tonight on America Tonight. What do you think? People in Louisiana listening, give me a call, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Shopping weekend count. It's all about the numbers, and some interesting numbers in store for you this time around. How about this? And I know I've talked about it, but let me give you the totals. In Boston, it is the snowiest month on record. 45.5 total inches. 45.5. And who knows, when they add up all the months, ultimately what they'll end up with. Some are saying, you know, it could end up being 100 total inches. I mean, that is incredible to think about that. It's absolutely incredible. So we move from the weather and we seg into the FAA. The flying of drones has been a tug of war since the drones started to take off, pardon the pun. Because you think about it, television producers, realtors are using them. A lot of kids got drones for Christmas presents. And flying unmanned drones for commercial use has been almost pretty much entirely banned in the U.S. But there's an announcement that's going to change all that. The FAA announced new rules for flying drones, they say that they're doing everything they can to safely integrate the aircraft while ensuring that we still have safe aviation safety and technology around us. You know, there's been a lot of controversy over the drones. Now, under the new FAA proposal, drones that weigh less than 55 pounds would be able to fly up to 500 feet above the ground at speeds up to 100 miles an hour. Drone operators would have to obtain a special unmanned operating certificate and follow a handful of restrictions, which would mean keeping the drone within sight, avoiding hazards like airspace, people, airports, other planes, because this actually has been such a big problem. And one of the most significant challenges is how to keep the small drones from coming close to planes with people on board. This was a crazy story, if you remember. Last November, a drone came within 20 feet of smashing a plane near Oklahoma City. It forced the plane to make an evasive maneuver, and there were about 190 plus incidents that were reported over the last 10 months, including 24 near collisions. I mean, that's crazy. So you don't want somebody that's got a drone messing with commercial air flight. This is a problem. Then there's been other problems with privacy and people flying drones into people's backyards and some other things that have happened as a result. But drones are here to stay, and they're getting more and more popular. I mentioned, you know, television producers and people getting shots for different things. That certainly they're using it, but they're not the only ones. There are a lot of people just for fun that are trying to take pictures a certain way, and they're using drones. And I think the drone, and there's some of them are cheaper and some of them are way more expensive, but I think the drone as a present was pretty popular this time around, this past coming into the new year in December. Under lots of trees, there were drones. Gary Owens, dead at the age of 80. He's a very popular announcer. I mean, what an announcer, a veteran voiceover artist with an incredible baritone instrument. That's the best way to describe it. I guess he had been a diabetic since he was 8. He died Thursday, surrounded by relatives at his Los Angeles home, and his son said everybody was there. His body just kind of failed, so he died peacefully with everyone there, and he was able to remain vital throughout his whole life. And he had been part of the entertainment industry since he was a teenager. He was an announcer on Laugh-In, you know, the Laugh-In show from the 70s. He made appearances on a lot of shows in the 80s and 90s, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Roseanne, the 70s show, that 70s show. So he's very, very busy. He never was looking for work, that's for sure. He was in 3,000 cartoons. He was either a narrator or a superhero. He was Space Ghost, Batman, and his son said he felt like he was one of the luckiest men on the earth because he got to achieve everything that he dreamed of. Some of the people he wanted to work with, including Walt Disney and Bob Hope and so many others. And he was from South Dakota, and he was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame in Washington and the National Television Hall of Fame after that. So very, very familiar voice. If you go back and look at any of the things that I just mentioned, especially Laugh-In, you would hear his voice on it. But he had a lot of voiceover work, so he's that voice that you hear and say, oh, I've heard him before. I've heard that voice. And definitely you have heard that voice, because for a very long time, I mean, he had probably been one of the top five voiceover guys in the entire country. And he got a lot of work, like his son said, no question. Do you know there was an All-Star game in the NBA? Perhaps you don't know. Do you want to know what the final score was? The West beat the East, for what it's worth, 163 to 158. There are people that like the skills competition. I don't know. I'm not much for the whole All-Star thing, but it's a way to get to see some of the greatest players in the game, certainly by watching the All-Star game. And they were there. They were all on display, not so much for the skills, but certainly there for the final game on Sunday night. Then they go back from the All-Star break into the rest of the regular season. But what a high-scoring game. I mean, was anybody defending? I have a feeling nobody was defending. Speaking of defending, if you turn on the tube even for just a few minutes to watch a little bit of Pebble Beach, beautiful scenery, of course, leading up to San Francisco, and Brant Snedeker won the PGA stop. He ended up with a three-shot victory. He closed 5-under for 67, and that's a pretty tight course. I had a chance to play Pebble a long time ago. Cyprus, there's three courses there, and boy, I really just hacked around. I probably could have been on a putt-putt course. And whenever I see the shots of Pebble Beach, I think, wow, what an incredible piece of real estate. What an incredible part of the country. If you don't have it on your bucket list and you've never been there, wow, you should put it on, because that 7 mile drive is incredible. It is worth, you know, every minute you spend out there, no question about it. And how about this on the sad note, but it is a number. Police killed a 22-year-old suspect after those crazy Copenhagen shootings. And I mean, here we go. Another Danish attack, a harsh one. And, you know, it's, and this time they got the guy, but it certainly left people with heavy hearts, not expecting that to happen there. He was Danish born. He killed two people at a synagogue at an event promoting free speech. In actions, they say, might have been inspired by the attack on the French satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo. But two civilians, a synagogue guard, and a filmmaker were killed. Five police were wounded in the two separate attacks in the Danish capital on Saturday. Witnesses say the gunman just fired up to 40 shots at a cafe that was hosting that free speech event, and with a Swedish artist, Lars Vilks, who had received death threats for depicting the head of the Prophet Muhammad on a dog. Vilks was unharmed, so you wonder, was there any targeting there, or just coincidence? Then he moved to a synagogue after that, where the guard protecting a young girl's confirmation was gunned down. Very, very, very sad. Any thoughts on the show, you can always send them to me. You know how to get me, 24/7, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.